Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. I'm thankful to be saved.
Amen.
Greatest thing ever happened to me, Lord Jesus Christ met me one day.
That's right.
Come to me where I was at.
Yes.
Revealed to me what I was.
God bless you.
Worthless.
Yes.
Sinner.
Yes.
And just in need of God.
Yes, sir.
Glad he showed that to me. If he never came to me and showed me that, I'd never knew it. I went right on in my way, Aaron.
Yes.
Ain't no doubt about that.
Right.
Natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God's foolishness to him.
Right.
No man seeks after God. That's natural man.
Right.
God don't come to a man and touch him. He'll never even want the truth. He'll never want God.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you what, that's a great gift.
Yes.
That's a wonderful gift. I thank God for having mercy
Amen.
On me. Amen. I've been reading and thinking a lot here over the last little while about just the Word of God, about the value of the Word of God, and the truth of the Word of God. I'm not going to take up a lot of time. If you have your Bibles, look at 2 Timothy. I just want to read some scriptures and just say just a couple things. And I pray God will touch your heart and get you to thinking and meditating on things. But just some of the benefits, the value of the Word of God. Let me say this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yes.
That's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is the expressed voice of God.
Yes.
It's God's Word. It's without error, and it's perfect.
Right.
Is that right, Brother Keith? And I'm going to tell you what, we're to have a love for it.
Yes.
We're to have a strong desire for it. It ought to mean something to us.
Yes.
Amen. Man's opinion, our own ideas. Bible tells us that man wants to go his own way. His own way to get him in trouble.
Right.
The Word of God. I wonder if we ever really think much about that. This is the only source we have on this earth for absolute truth.
Yes.
It's never wrong. Amen. And if you'll read it, if you'll study it, if you'll meditate on it, and you'll let it work in you and change your life and guide and lead you, you'll be a whole lot better off.
Yes.
But look at chapter 3 in 2 Timothy, verse 15. I just was reading some verses over the last week and just thinking about some things. Verse 15 says, and that from a child. Sounds like he's raised right.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's raised in a home where the Word of God was valued. Amen. I say that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Says, from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us faith come by hearing, hearing by the Word of God.
Yes.
One of the greatest value of the Word of God is it saves sinners.
Yes.
Amen. It's the preaching of the Word of God.
Yes.
That convicts sinners.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. And the Holy Ghost takes that and uses that.
God bless you.
And births a man or a woman into the family of God. Amen. He don't use nothing else.
Right.
He uses the Word of God. The Word of God must be proclaimed, Brother Keith. What a great benefit to have the Word of God. We never even get started in this trip of salvation apart from the Word of God. God's provided. Ain't that wonderful? Ain't you thankful for that?
Yes, sir.
That he's gave us his own Word in great power and in great truth. It says, make you wise unto salvation. It says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now I want you to listen to this. And it's profitable.
Yeah.
Amen. For what? Doctrine. You won't know what the truth is? Right here. You're not going to find it nowhere else. Right here in the Word of God. Anything that contradicts the Word of God is wrong. Period. End of discussion. It's not even negotiable. Amen. Anything that contradicts the Word of God. And we all probably have some traditional thoughts and feelings that even still in our heart today, as long as many of us has been saved, we need to repent of. If it goes against the Word of God, if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, get rid of it. It's profitable for doctrine. I want to know the truth. I am willing to listen to the Word of God. I know a lot of times you say I'm open to truth. Well, I am too, but the only truth is right here. That's the only truth. I don't care who it is. I don't care how highly respected they are. If they say something that can't be backed up with the Word of God, it's not true. It's not profitable for doctrine. Right here, this is our source. It ain't necessarily the messenger, it's the message. Amen? Truth is truth no matter who says it. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't respect people. You shouldn't respect men of God. You should. I respect them and I love them. But it ain't them that's the fountain of truth. It's Christ and this word. It's profitable for doctrine. Is that right? For reproof. That means get called out when you're in the wrong. That's just a simple definition. That means you get called down when you're in the wrong to be reproved. Amen. We've all been there. I love Hebrews 12. I've loved reading about how God chastens us, his people, when we're in the wrong. Sometimes our flesh don't like it now, Brother Todd. But in my heart, in my soul, the inward man loves that because I want to be right. I want to be right with God. I want to have that continual peace with God. I don't want to be in a place to where there's something between me and the Lord. And I'm thankful for chastisement. I'm thankful for reproof. That's a good thing. It tells us it's profitable. Is that right? It'll not destroy you. Little children don't like it when they get called down when they do wrong. Anybody in here's got children? You know that. We was children one time. We know that. That flesh don't like to be told what to do when it wants to do something. It don't like that word no. Amen. Everybody gets their little feelings hurt when they're told you're wrong. But the Word of God tells us it's profitable. Lord Jesus Christ ain't worried about our feelings. He's trying. Well, he ain't trying. He is working in us to make us like him. Amen. And when we're in the wrong, we need to be called down for it. We need to be informed that there's work to be done, Brother Donald. We need to be informed that we're going down the wrong course and we need to get back on the right road. We need to be told when we're about to get in the ditch. Amen. Sure. And I'm thankful for that. Thankful. It says, and for correction. So you just don't call us out and call us down and convict our hearts when we're in the wrong, but he teaches us how to correct it. He teaches us how to get right. He teaches us what's right and what's wrong. Amen. God is the author of the standard of what's right and wrong. Not our feelings, not our opinions, nothing but God. God's the judge of right and wrong, period. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. We disagree with it, you're on the wrong side of the issue. Amen? Yeah. And you're to rejoice in righteousness.
Sure.
Amen? And sin should grieve your heart.
Sure.
If you're a child of God,
sure.
It's exactly right. God says profitable now. It says for instruction in righteousness. You want to know how to live in a manner pleasing to the Lord? The Word of God will tell you.
Yes.
Amen. We don't need to read somebody's book, 10 Steps on How to Be Righteous. Just trust the Word of God. I love the book of Psalms. I love the book of Proverbs. I love the book of Ecclesiastes. I read there quite often. Why? Instruction in righteousness.
Yes.
Amen. It's profitable. I want to know that I'm living my life in a manner that's pleasing to my Lord. Is that right? I'm only going to know that by the word of God. It's profitable to us. Amen. I'm thankful for that. And it says that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And that's a good thing. Amen. Because the man of God needs to be thoroughly furnished. He can't do any good works what he ain't walking in the truth. Amen. That's really all I'm going to say about it. Look down in chapter 4 and verse 2. It says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke. We've already sort of covered that. Exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. That means to be patient with people and teach them the truth. Amen. That's what will exhort the people of God. Exhortation. That's a value of the word of God. It's an exhortation to us. Amen. It'll edify us. It helps us. It strengthens us. It teaches us. We need that. Amen. Through long suffering. Look, I'm glad God's patient with me and shows long suffering. I know Brother Donald, a lot of times when he testifies, he talks about the long suffering of God. I appreciate that, brother. I really do, because I've experienced that too. I'm glad God is long-suffering. Because
yes.
Sometimes, Brother Joe, I'm hard-headed. And if he just reached down and just smacked me down the first time I didn't get in line right away, I'd be in deep trouble. But I'm glad that his love is so rich and so deep that he's willing to be patient with me. He knows my frame. He knows we're weak in this flesh. And he knows just exactly how to get to us. And certainly I'm glad and I'm thankful for the long-suffering of God through doctrine. What's doctrine teaching? The truth. It goes right back to the word of God. Amen. If you'll stay with the word of God, I know a lot of times I've heard people say, well, I don't understand something. Keep reading it. Keep reading it. Say, well, if you still don't get it, pray and ask God to show you. Holy Ghost is the author of this book. He'll teach you. This book tells us we're taught of God. Is that right? This book tells us that it's spiritually discerned the things of the Spirit of God. We've got the Holy Ghost and we've been born again. Lean on him and trust him. Listen. When I was a little kid, my mama used to tell me, you got two ears, one mouth, because you're supposed to listen twice as much as you talk. That lesson applies to a lot of things in life. We need to listen more. You ever been here? You ever been in this situation? You've stood there and you got to talking to God and you tried to tell God. Just hush and listen. Let God speak.
Yes.
Amen. These things are profitable. It's beneficial. The word of God is of value. And look at John 17:17. I'm going to just read that and I'm done. I'll get out of the way. Let somebody else be used. In John chapter 17, verse 17, the Lord here was praying. But he says, sanctify them. Who's them? The people of God. He's talking specifically about his apostles, but it also goes on and talks about in those later that would be saved through their word. He's talking about the people of God. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Well, what is truth? Thy word is truth. Right here is our guide. Here's our strength. This is our necessary food for spiritual health, Brother Joe. That's it, right there. Nothing else. Him and this word. Amen. It's profitable. Amen. Sanctify him. That means set us apart. We ought to be set apart. The word of God ought to have such an effect on our lives that we're set apart and we're different from the world. And it ought to show. I've said this many times, I'll say it again because it's true. You've never been changed, you've never been saved. Period. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect the day after you get born again. That don't happen. There's growth in grace over time. But I'll tell you what, if you get out there and you say you've been saved 10, 15, 20 years, and you ain't no closer or no better off, you have no more spiritual life in you than you did the day you said you got born again, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. If a child was born naturally, just in the flesh, and it was born in 15, 20 years, it never grew, it'd never be able to do anything, something'd be wrong, wouldn't it? You'd know immediately something's wrong. So that kid ain't eating, he can't walk, can't see, can't talk, can't hear. Something bad wrong. They're right. The Word of God is profitable in so many ways. That's the Word of God, Brother Joe. It's the Word of God. We live in a day and a time where most people hate the truth.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people that profess to be saved don't even want the truth. You take the Word of God. I'll tell you what, I talk to people, and I hear people tell me they're saved, but I hear them say a lot of things that's contrary to the Word of God. And you take the Word of God, and you'll read the Word of God to them, and they'll say, well, I don't believe that way. That ain't the way I believe. That ain't the way I was taught. Don't make no difference what somebody else told you. It only matters what God